Count down. 10 seconds to firing.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The age of space is here. And now, RCA Victor brings you Sound in Space. Stereophonic sound.
This is High Fidelity, the reproduction of all the original sound without addition, subtraction, or change.
What you are now hearing is conventional high fidelity sound. But wait. There's something new and better. It's the miracle of stereophonic sound by RCA Victor. You'll hear the difference. First, conventional hi-fi. Then, in a moment, stereo.
But before we begin, ensure that your amplifier is switched to the stereo mode, that your tone controls are in the midway position, that your filters and loudness control are switched off, and that your balance control is also set to the midway position.
Set the equalizer switches as follows. Power on, equalizer in. Set your system's volume control for slightly above the normal listening level.
Check that your amplifier is switched to stereo mode and set in your normal listening position.
And set any tone controls flat.
Set your volume control to give you a reasonable level without being too loud. The level of volume should be set so that you can speak comfortably to another person without raising your voice.
The last and most important setting is to adjust your system's balance control. The balance control must be set very carefully so that the volume level sounds the same from each speaker at your present listening position.
In nature, sounds exist in space. And with stereophonic recording, the feeling of space and perspective is brought to you. For example, one moment we can be at the side of an indoor swimming pool. And in the next moment, we're trackside at the famous 500-mile speedway race.
What's the best way to explain RCA stereophonic sound? Must be a simple way. Make everything quite clear. Let me think. I've got it. Imagine that this is part of the total picture. And over here is another part of the total picture. We put these two together, and like a stereo viewer, you get the full picture of the total sound. Like this.
Listen carefully to the position of my voice. As you face the speakers, it should be coming from the speaker on your left. My voice is coming from the right. Now I've moved to the right, and my voice should be coming from your right speaker.
My voice is coming from the left.
If my voice is not coming from the right speaker at this moment,
my voice is coming from the right.
Then you have connected your system wrongly, and each connection should be checked.
If you have adjusted your balance properly,
my voice is coming from the left.
My voice is coming from the right.
Let's check once again. As you face the speakers, my voice is coming from your right speaker.
My voice is coming from the left.
And now my voice should be coming from your left speaker.
My voice is now coming only from the left speaker.
And as I walk across the studio, it should move across your room until it comes only from the right
speaker. And now be coming from a point to right of the middle of the speakers.
And now my voice should be coming from a point to the left of middle.
My voice should now be coming from a point midway between the speakers.
And it should sound equally loud from each speaker. If not, adjust your balance control until it does. If the two channels are not correctly around the middle, You'll find if any music you listen to, recheck the balance, will not be heard as intended.
Now wait a minute! Don't get us wrong, good high fidelity is wonderful sound. Just listen to it.
Welcome to the fascinating world of audio frequency equalization. Because each succeeding equalization will bring you closer to ultimate octave-by-octave acoustical perfection.
An extended frequency range is always the ideal.
Stereo equipment is intricate and sophisticated.
And needs to be adjusted.
You should repeat the preceding equalizing process at least twice. You can now use a Sound Craftsman Computone chart through your entire system.
But with continuous critical listening, it becomes ponderous and oppressive.
I'll increase the tracking pressure of my arm,
forcing the stylus against the outer wall of the groove of the record. The sound is very well balanced and pleasant.
Between 3,000 and 6,000 cycles.
Listen, you'll notice that sometimes the sound almost disappears.
With this virtually flat frequency response,
it's in balance with itself.
You may be surprised at how different your favorite musical selection sounds.
That may sound agreeable momentarily, supported by low frequency power.
And what is left is very distorted. It could sound like this, or you could ruin your record. The stylus is so clogged with dust and dirt, even though most styli are made from diamond.
The loss of bass is especially noticeable.
Don't worry. As long as you have bass, treble, balance, and volume controls.
Modified during the pickup and transmission process by studio engineers.
If those cymbals sound like breaking glass at a normal listening level,
there are other turntable problems.
The bass should now be inaudible. We will bring up the bass while retaining the level of the highs.
But the sound from the right is lower in volume. Listen to this. I've recorded the effect of listening to a pair of speakers.
Records and tapes. Variations in FM stations.
At the cost of distortion.
With emphasis in the low bass region.
And lacking in mid-range and high frequencies.
Something is amiss.
Some form of audio frequency equalization.
Instead of ringing metal, which pass alternating current hum.
As you listen to your favorite selection.
At the other end of the scale, we have the subtle relationships and delicate shadings of tone, color, and nuance, which require precise values and immaculate transmission.
The high frequency sound weren't very clear, and treble is a bit confused. The record I've just played is now permanently damaged. The stylus has actually ripped away parts of the groove wall.
In a poor amplifier system,
you can't hear much bass or adjust the tonal balance to your personal liking.
Listen for firmness in the treble.
It may originate from the turntable,
which have a roar of indeterminate pitch.
The tonal balance of commercial recordings differs a great deal. Now let's listen to the effects of a loudness control.
Leaking filter networks in the amplifier power supply.
This usually takes the form of a switch or push button to compensate for the natural deficiencies of the ear. But now I'm going to switch on my loudness control.
And the persistence of the tone thereafter. Transient distortion is less easy to recognize.
And although it comes from both speakers, you could have uncovered a technical fault with some of your equipment. The sound is coming from each speaker and therefore should be treated as such. Ask somebody to move the speakers for you whilst you listen, giving a stereo effect known as flanking.
Intermodulation distortion.
Good stereophonic sound can be exceptionally realistic. Of course, it will sound mono, whether you're playing a mono or stereo record. Otherwise, you could cause overheating. And now we have reverse stereo. Each speaker can be heard quite clearly. If your speakers are making noises like this, then something's wrong, so that it sounds as though you had turned your volume control right down. But there may be something else in the room vibrating. Here's a piece of music in stereo mode, switching left channel through right,
and right through left.
External noise.
And experiment until you find a sound to your preference. Sometimes the noise may not be from the speakers.
Intermodulation or harmonic distortion.
Listen again to that rattling, buzzing noise. Buzzes and rattles can be difficult to trace, but stereo perception is far greater at higher frequencies. This is because a large settee obscured the right speaker, and most amplifiers have settings for stereo and mono. One of the drive units has become loose, and there's no impression of a spread of sound. Low frequencies are less affected. Your system should be in the best possible working order. Remember to switch it off after you use it. Don't cover ventilation slots in any way, and there's no reason why the sound from your system shouldn't be every bit as good as the equipment will allow. Modern high-fidelity equipment is generally very reliable, so if your speakers have removable front or rear panels, call an expert. Remember to use your loudness control only when the volume setting is very low. If you use your loudness control at higher settings, it can cause extensive permanent damage to your records, and you'd probably find the tonal balance would be unpleasant and eventual breakdown. You used the mode switch for this. From time to time, I've reminded you to set your amplifier to stereo, mono left, mono right, mono left and right, and finally, reverse stereo.
Stereo records, like this one, consist of two separate recordings to be played back through two separate speakers.
And you can now understand that when you listen to music with the volume right down,
each channel contains different information than the other.
Apparently, in order to compensate for the theoretical differences in common hi-fi players, as well as human hearing.
Listen to this recording of music, which was played on a turntable where the platter wasn't revolving at a consistent speed. Can't hear much bass. Here's a piece of music with the speakers in their best possible position in a well-furnished room with carpets, chairs, and drapes.
Violent percussive sounds impose the most serious strain on a pickup, amplifier, and loudspeaker.
The pickup arm I've just used had too much bias compensation
and requires expert attention.
It's important for you to make sure your arm is set to give
disturbances which are troublesome in themselves and also in combination with the program material,
but isn't giving a complete stereo image.
You have now established a balanced and equalized curve for your own room environment.
I'm going to play a piece of music which was recorded at very low level.
Perfect high-frequency response can become wearisome.
But after prolonged listening, it would become tiring and unpleasant. You'll notice a particularly unpleasant, boomy, heavy quality here.
The flat response curve that you've just established
forms a cushion holding the stylus away from the groove, which sounds very spectacular at first, but you must remember that it's also complex and very sophisticated.
When audio equipment is nasal, shrill, hollow, or thick, the possible causes may be several.
Check the fixing screw so you can use your tone controls to correct deficiencies
so that your own musical preferences can be satisfied. We recommend that you experiment with 1 or 2 decibel adjustments of your equalizer.
Your speakers could be damaged because of the extra bass boost.
A peak between 1 and 200 often means improper bass compensation.
It will sound as though it's coming from between them rather than from both. Listen now to the music without the noise.
Improper equalization of the recording characteristics. Laggard, transient response. Acoustic peaks in certain regions.
And lack of sensitivity.
Colorations made by studio engineers.
And unshielded or improperly grounded signal lines or speaker cabinet resonance. Any of these conditions, if volume is reduced,
the precise but usually very small adjustments
at the ends of the frequency spectrum.
Frequency response.
What you have heard is just a sample of a new miracle in sound recording. A sample of the hours of enjoyment that are yours with RCA Victor Stereophonic Sound.